Welcome on this All Saints Sunday. We welcome you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our one God. We also welcome not only those of you who are here in person worshiping with us, but we also welcome those who are worshiping with us online, and grateful that each one of you are with us this morning. I am Reverend Corrine Borif. Those others who will be joining me in leading worship today is Reverend Dale Mendenhall and Joe Snyder. Our communion servers, Bill and Mary Brown, Frank and Sarah Lader, Ron and Sharon McNabney. Our music will be provided by our talented sanctuary choir. We will offer an All Saints recognition this morning. This is what we are set up for. You might notice some extra candles. We will read the names. Reverend Dale Mendenhall will read the names of those persons who are passed this past year, members of our congregation and family. As he reads the name, you are encouraged to stand if you would like to stand in honor of that person. There will also be a candle lit and a bell tolled. After we read those names, you will be invited during the singing of For All the Saints to come forward to this table on the floor and light a candle or candles for those that you would like to remember today, those who are deceased and loved ones that you want to remember by lighting a candle. When you do so, there are small lighter candles. You will light them from the candle that's lit. You will light your own votive that you would like to add a light to. Then please extinguish the lighter candle and lay it down on the table. Do not pass a lighted candle. So please remember to do that as you come forward during that part of the worship service. We invite all of you to participate in that as you desire to do so. There is a note at the end of the insert that you have this morning. Please disregard that. We are not using the votive candles. We will also celebrate Holy Communion, and we have an open table. All are welcome to join us for the Lord's gift to us. Either at the altar, you're welcome to come up. You would simply break off your own piece of bread, dip it into the cup, and receive the juice and the bread at the same time. If you choose to come to one of where the mats are located, that will be our communion servers on the floor. They will offer you a piece of bread, and you will dip your bread into the cup and receive the juice and the bread at one time. If you prefer to receive your Holy Communion in your seat, you may do so. Simply hold up the yellow sign those are available at the back of the sanctuary. You hold that up, and the servers will come and serve you in the pew. Also, we collect for our emergency utility assistance during communion. There are baskets located here on the floor or near the floor and bowls at the altar, or you may leave it in the wooden boxes at the back of the sanctuary. We have a very special concert today here in the sanctuary. Alpha Brass will be playing, and we invite you and the whole community to just come and enjoy some wonderful music. That's at 3 p.m., so you have plenty of time to go get lunch or brunch, whatever you have following worship, and come back for a 3 p.m. concert. Our pathway. We demonstrate our love for God when we are living our faith, nurturing families, serving our communities. Let us stand and greet one another with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. As you return to your seats, let us center our hearts for worship.
I invite you to stand as you are able for our call to worship and opening hymn. Today we come to remember, O God. We remember the gentle strength of grandparents, the loyalty of friends, the kindness of strangers, the joy of children, the sacrifice of parents. We remember, O God, the supreme love of Jesus, the blessing of his Spirit, the reminder of his words, the sharing of his suffering, the glory of his resurrection. We remember the lives of Christ's disciples, the young and old, dead and living, articulate and silent, strange and familiar, brilliant and ordinary. We remember in every time and place the saints of God who have shown us the Lord. Since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us worship God with joy.
Thank you. Okay, children, if you want to come forward. How are all of you today? Did one of you have the green bag? That's a necessity. Okay, you want to sit down? Yeah, I wonder too. Does anybody have a guess? What?
Yeah.
How did you know it was a flashlight?
Because the light turns on.
The light turned on in the bag. Can you take it out? We'll have to tell. We'll have to tell Allie to get an opaque bag, okay? All right. So we have a flashlight. Now, what I want you to do is sit back, close your eyes tight, real tight. Now cover your eyes with your hands. Cover your eyes with your hands, yeah. And your eyes are shut, covered with your hands. Do you see darkness? Yeah, yeah. Okay. What do you think of the darkness? Don't like it? Does darkness make you afraid? Okay. Sometimes? Okay. What else about the darkness?
There's nothing.
It's what?
There's nothing.
There's nothing. Okay. All right. Okay, you can take your hands down, open your eyes. Okay. Now you can see light again, right? Does that make you feel more relaxed? How many of you have a night light in your bedroom at night? You know, I had one when I was your age, and I had it on all night because I needed a light in the darkness. So I was always afraid of the dark. But I now know that God knows all my fears. And to be afraid of the dark is okay. But I can also remember that God is always there with me, and he's always there with you. Now, the flashlight gives us a little bit of light. It doesn't get rid of the darkness, but it does give us a little bit of light so we can feel more at ease. So I just want you to know God knows all your fears. I want you to say, God knows all my fears.
God knows all my fears.
Say it louder. Okay, all right. Now, just remember, if you're ever afraid of anything, whether it's darkness or anything else, God knows your fears, and God will take care of you. Okay? All right, thank you.
I invite you to bow with me in prayer. O God of the past, present, and future, we come in this moment to look both to the past and to the future. Today we remember those who have impacted our lives in ways for which we are grateful. We remember not only those who are a part of this church family, who have passed on in the last year, but also parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, spouses, siblings, children, friends, neighbors, coaches, teachers, and others who have been there for us. We are grateful for those who have loved us, and in so doing, have helped us believe we are lovable. They have pointed us toward you as the God who actually does love us. We are grateful, O God, for those who have taught us life lessons, have passed on their knowledge, and have coached us in developing skills. We are grateful for those who have encouraged us and helped us see a future in which we can play a role and actually contribute. They have pointed us to your Son, who came to be a servant among us. We are grateful, O God, for those who have been there for us in the ups and downs of life. We give you thanks for those who laugh with us and cry with us, for those who hug us in celebration and embrace us in the strength of their support, for those who are just there with us, sharing in the daily tasks of life. They have pointed us to your Spirit, who is present with us in all of life. As we remember those who have invested some of themselves in us, we also look forward today, for in 2 days we hold elections in this nation. You, O God, have probably heard us complain about all of the political TV ads, emails, and texts that inundate us this time of year. But underlying our complaints lies a gratitude for living in a country where we actually have the right to vote. It's in that gratitude that we ask your blessing upon all election workers who help make possible this cherished public participation and voice in our governments. We ask you to guide us in our elections at the national, state, and local levels of government, that we may choose leaders who exercise wise judgment, display moral courage, encourage the best in us, and value men, women, and children, whether they be red or yellow, black or white, because we know that all are precious in your sight. We offer these prayers as those who hope for that day when your kingdom will come and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We praise God today for this place where we can gather to honor and remember our loved ones. Here we can praise God for what it was they had to give and what it was we learned from them. Our gifts today reflect our gratitude.
Seems to me you just begun.
God of all saints, we marvel at your faithfulness. You keep your promises to remain with us through every difficulty and in each joy. Accept our offerings, building up this community of faith, so that we may serve others with the love of Jesus. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
Reading now Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. Hear the good news. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, For the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." And he also said, "It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." This is the word of God for the people of God.
What is real? That was a question asked in a book that has been a part of every one of your lives. I'm sure you've at least heard of it, and that is The Velveteen Rabbit. It was first published as a book in 1922 and has continued to be published since. That book by Marjorie Williams is a story of a toy rabbit that was gifted to a little boy. And the toys, kind of like in the Toy Story movies, the toys in this book come to life and talk to one another when there are no children or people around. And so the little rabbit asked, "What is real?" And the old hobby horse befriended the rabbit and tells the little rabbit what it means to become real. And so the rabbit asks a series of questions, but the one pertinent for us today is that the rabbit asks, "Well, does it mean to be real that I have a buzzer inside of me and a handle that sticks out?" And the horse said, "No. Real is not in how you are made. Real is when you are loved. When a little boy or a little girl really loves you, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you are real." We have a God who really loves us. Not because of how we are, how we live our life, but because we are his. When we accept Jesus Christ in our life, our lives become illuminated with the love of God, illuminated for others to see. There was a father and his four-year-old who entered one of the large churches that had beautiful stained glass windows in it, much like ours. But these stained glass windows held pictures of people. And the little boy said, "Dad, who are those people?" And his dad said, "Well, those are saints." Well, the little boy said, "Dad, what is a saint?" Now, isn't that a question we all ask? In fact, kind of as an aside, the unhelpful reputation that the word saints have is not helpful to us as Christians. The Bible is just filled with saints who are ordinary people who are messy and make lots of mistakes. The version of saints that's not helpful is that everybody's perfect. Then you can become a saint. Not so. But the little boy asked, "What's a saint?" Well, his dad didn't have that description available. He was stumped. He couldn't think of what to say. And finally, the little four-year-old said, "Dad, I know what a saint is. It's a person that the light shines through." When we accept Jesus Christ in our lives, the love of God that is offered to us continually shines through. We have a description in Revelation 21 of a place that we are offered eternity with a God where love shines in our lives and around us eternally. The gift that the saints that we recognize today are. They are with a God who loves them deeply. Let us now turn to our recognition of saints. Living and loving God, in whom there is no shadow or change, we thank you for the gift of life eternal and for all the saints who now rest from their labors in your presence. We thank you for your loved ones. And thank you, Great Shepherd, for walking with them through that valley of the shadow of death. Today we give thanks for those who during the last 12 months died and entered into eternal glory. We give thanks for their lives and for their love. We rejoice with them in their heavenly reward. Reverend Mendenhall will read the names, and as he does so, you are invited to stand if you would like to honor and lovingly remember that person. A candle will be lit and a bell will be tolled. Then you may be seated. After, as we sing together for all the saints, you are invited to come forward. You may take one of the small candles to light. You light a votive in honor of your loved one. And extinguish it. Lay it back on the table so someone else may light a candle or two. Let us now remember our saints.
Marilyn Ault. Sharon Dotson. Marcia Duncan. Tom Epley. May Ellen Gale. Don Hayes. Lynn Kennard. Ed Lawson. Shirley McMurray. Louise Melander. Milton Mills. Pat Moore. Les Murray. Karen Nelson. Arnola Nolan. Donna Pettigrew. Billy Gar Reynolds. Bill Rush. Raymond Scott. Millie Shepherd. Jackie Todd. Reverend Nancy Webb.
Thank you. seated. We have chosen to gather around this holy table at the invitation of our God and in communion with the generations past and generations yet to come. At this table, we are mindful of the virtuous choices and godly living of saints that have become an inspiration for us. Through them, may we come to know the inexpressible joys God prepares for those who love God. At our table, O God, we receive the gift of bread and cup. These are the symbols you provide that remind us of your love. In the presence of this cloud of witnesses, we gather around this table. We remember that on the night of betrayal and desertion, Jesus gathered with his disciples for the Passover meal. He blessed and broke the bread, saying, we remember that in the same way Jesus took the cup after supper and looked forward to your reign, saying,
drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Eternal God, we come now in sacred community before these gifts of your love. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit on this bread and cup, on our gifts and offerings, on the sacred gifts of communion for our shut-ins and on us. Strengthen your universal church that it may be the champion of peace and justice in all the world. Enliven and enlighten this church with your grace that is able to make all things new. Amen. And now, as the children of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of the new covenant shed for you. I invite those who will be assisting in communion to come forward at this time. They will receive communion from me, and then they will be prepared to serve you. If you would like to come up to the altar, there will be those who will assist you in coming up the stairs if you'd like to.
Thank you.
Come, the Lord's table is ready.
Thank you.
response today be our singing together of God's, rejoice in God's saints. Let us sing together. Remember today those who have gone before us to the eternal place of God's love and eternal life. Go, though, knowing that the light of God's love is in you, you, the saints of God. Amen.